Never let fear hold you captive. Never let self-doubt hold you captive. Never let frustration hold you captive. Roy T. Bennett.
Welcome back, English Seekers. This is Noor Al-Deen, and you're listening to English Seekers Podcast. By the way, you can listen to English Seekers Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts absolutely for free. Without further ado, let's get into it.
Today's vocabulary is self-doubt, frustration, and captive. Self-doubt is a noun, and it means someone is having doubts about themselves and what they're capable of doing. For example, lacking confidence is a form of self-doubt. He's overcome his self-doubt and managed to get on the stage and present in front of hundreds. Frustration is a noun. Simply speaking, it means when your feelings are down, you're frustrated. For example, not being able to do all the things that I said I would do can bring a lot of frustration, so I have to be realistic with my goals and my to-do list. The amount of frustration that I had in the past because I couldn't get in my dream college was great. But everything happens for a reason, right? When you're content, believe me, what you have is better than what you wanted. The last word is captive. It could be an adjective and noun. When you're held captive, it means you're imprisoned, like you're in jail or something. Or you're not free, you're taken by force. For example, a lot of people were held captive in that war. Being a captive by your negative thoughts is one of the worst enemies that you might ever have.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening. That was really appreciated. I hope that you liked this episode. Feel free to share this with your friends. See you next time.